Hi there. Just a little bit of history, I guess, really. Around about 1973, I'd come back from Australia from working in a number of bands over there, and I came back to Auckland to settle myself down and sort myself out. And so eventually I went back to upholstery and spent some years working for myself. I worked for another guy doing recovers, and then I leapt out on my own. But while I was working for Clive Fletcher, I think his name was, in West Auckland, I received a telegram, which, that's getting way back, that's yellow paper with white little strips along with the typed information or requests. And it was from my old friend Murray Grinley, who was the singer for the Underdogs. And Murray, now unbeknown to me, was doing very, very well as a writer, jingle writer, etc. at Stebbing, based in Stebbing Studio on Jervoise Road, Ponsonby. And so I think Murray had thought I'd gone a bit religious and headed for the mountains somewhere up the back of Kaitaia, but I was actually here in West Auckland. Anyway, his request was for me to call him as soon as possible, which I did. And when I spoke to him on the phone, we had a bit of a chit-chat. Then he said, "Evan, listen, I wanted to see if you would come in and do some vocals for us on jingles." And so that was the beginning of what, I don't know, I guess people would call that today a career. I never, back there, it was just work. But things are looked upon differently now. A tour means you go to Raglan and back now. Anyway, I said, yeah. So Murray would contact me and ring me on a landline, because mobiles weren't around, and give me a time and, date and a time to come in to the studio at Stebbings. And so I'd be working away on my bench doing a recover, and the phone would go and be Murray saying, "Hey, Evan, how are you for Wednesday? 11:30, Stebbo's." "Yep, okay." So I'd go. I'd never know what I was going to be singing. I wouldn't know anything about it until I landed. And when I landed, the session band was there. That was Dennis Ryan, Red McKelvey, Murray, of course, managing it, overseeing it, Neil Edwards bass, Peter Woods piano. Red was playing guitar. Dennis was on drums. Great rhythm section, so they'd hammer the stuff out. And then they'd, eventually drift away, and then Murray would tell me what the gig was about. And it could be anything from Farmers to Stubbies to Minties to KFC to McDonald's to... it would just go on and on and on. And it did go on and on for a number of years. So that was very lucrative in the day, and helped us with paying our mortgage on our first home and all kinds of stuff like that. But also it extended to, Ian Morris and Kelly Blood were in Wellington. They flew me down several times to do Reach Out, I'll Be There for AMP and a couple of other things. And they did a fine job too. I've got copies of them, and shoot, the production's great. I have to say it myself, my singing's good. We did I think it may have been for Rhinoc Touch, a great cover of The Young Rascals' Groovin', which is still around. I've got it anyway, and that is very, very well done. And so I spent maybe seven years. I'd zoom in, learn the piece, might be 30 second, might be 60 second. I'd have the lyrics in front of me. There were a mix of engineers. Ian Morris was there a lot of the time. Tony Moan in the end. I think they were the main ones. And so I would manage to record the vocals pretty damn quick. So I was of benefit because I was saving studio time. So that was good for Murray and good for the client, obviously. And so that went on for a number of years. Then due to, I don't know about religious things, but some of the jingles started to cross over a little bit. Some were rather suggestive. And I started to think, people know my voice. And so maybe I need to withdraw somehow. And so I talked to Murray about it. And in the end, I did, because of a couple of circumstances. And I had a call from Saatchi & Saatchi management. Evan Silver, yeah. Listen, you know, we heard that you're pulling out of, you know, us using the vocals, etc. What about if we gave all the money to the church? And I said, well, it's not really about the church, or it's not really about the money so much. It's just a principle. And so eventually I withdrew. And but that was a great number of years. I learned a whole lot of stuff in the studio around vocals, and just my ears seemed to be fine-tuned, etc., which has helped me in recording since then. And a few years ago, Nick Manders contacted me and asked me if I'd do some stuff for him, which I did for a couple of years. So I was back in the game again. It would have been 4 or 5 years ago. So I'd go to his home or go to Parachute, where he's based now, and knock out something. Could be Toyota, could be whatever. And so I've kept my hand in the game here and there. And I've managed to, in my writing and recording, get some syncs through my publisher, Songbroker, there's a plug. And they've managed to get use for one or two of my songs, which is great. And we'll keep going. And so everything I write now and record, it goes to my publisher. And hopefully we can get some syncs and shed some money out to some of the people that were majorly involved in the recording of the songs. So that's my story. And what would that be titled? Evan Silver, the session singer, I guess, and how it came about. So it's history in the making. That's why I've recorded it. Okay. Have a listen. Hope you enjoy it. See you.